When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Doug Myers, the Senior Vice President and Private Banking Regional Manager at Associated Bank. Doug, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
I want to talk about the retirement and some key ways to save more for retirement. I'm one of those people that every year I have automatically adjusted my 401k to take another percent or two out of my salary. And then if I get a pay raise, I always put that in there as well. Am I doing the right thing?
Boy, you're taking all my notes, Steve. Yes, you are doing the right thing. And, you know, it's so important, and we've talked about this a lot, and we're going to continue to talk about it. But, you know, if you're younger, the younger savers have the greatest asset, and that's time. And if you start early and be very precise and frequent, like you just mentioned, you're going to be fine. If you're 21 and start doing that, by the time you retire at 65 or whatever, you're going to have a lot saved up. If you're 30 and start, it's going to be a lot harder. But some of the things that might help people save a little more, and this one's interesting, save 1% more every year. And if you're earning $50,000 and you save 1% more, which is like $40 a month, and you earn 66%, in your returns, you're going to have almost $60,000 more at age 35. So that just shows you start early, be consistent, and you're going to have a lot more money than if you didn't start, you know, early. Redirect your raise. So as you said, you get a raise every year, 2, 3% possibly. Save that extra 1% out of your raise and keep it consistent. Reallocate windfalls. Let's say grandma gives you, you know, $50, $100 for your birthday, put it in your IRA or your 401k. One thing people are really leaving on the table is the 401k match. You know, most companies match between 3 and 6%. If you put in 3, they'll match 3. And if you're not doing that, you're giving up free money. That is absolutely free money for, you know, 30, 40 years. And that can help you get to where you want to be. So those are just a few little ideas that I'm thinking about to be able to save a little more.
What about other things we can do? I mean, for instance, if we get a tax break, take advantage of that. Don't try to avoid paying fees. Is that another one? And penalties. Those can add up, can't they?
Absolutely. And it's just like normal banking. If you're paying too much fees, you need to reevaluate what you're doing. Maybe you need to keep a little more in your account to avoid the fees. Maybe you need to start maxing out on your 401k to avoid the fees. But, you know, fees can really eat up into your savings. And that's an important lesson to really be aware of those fees that you might be paying, because you shouldn't be paying them.
If, for instance, we're not saving enough for retirement, it might be a good idea to look at a way we could cut our budget in some way and redirect that unnecessary expense that perhaps we're paying for gym or too many coffees every day into our retirement.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you have to look at everything. You know, we've talked about the 401ks, you know, talk about trying to save more money, and certainly budgeting and things like you just mentioned are very relevant in looking at, you know, and the hard part is to talk about, okay, don't go to Starbucks and spend that $4 a day. It's hard when you think about, you know, retirement's going to be 40 or 50 years away, but it does add up, and your point is well taken, Steve.
Doug, you mentioned younger people have a better chance of saving a little bit more money if they start when they're younger, as opposed to somebody who may be closer to retirement. Let's talk a little bit about something called retirement insecurity. A new survey said that middle-class households have limited financial assets and may face retirement insecurity. This was a national analysis from the National Institute on Retirement Security. What are we talking about here?
Well, that's a very good point, and we're going to talk about this, and then it'll lead into some solutions that Congress and some of the states are doing to prevent this. But if you look at the middle class Gen X households, and Generation X are workers from age 41 to 56, they still have some time to retirement, but the analysis shows that they're not really on track. The median assets of the Gen X's workers are $39,000 in their savings. And these are, once again, age 41 to 56. So you might be looking at a 10 to, you know, 20-year, 25-year time horizon. Millennials, on the other hand, which are 25 to 40 years old right now, only hold accumulated balances of about $7,800, which is kind of hard to believe, but that's a median number. And so middle-class Americans are struggling to accumulate sufficient financial assets during their working years. And it's a real problem. More than half of American workers over age 40 have less than $50,000 saved for retirement. And the majority aren't really boosting their savings to increase their nest eggs. So, you know, you've got to really be cognizant of increasing that amount, be consistent, take it out of your paycheck where you're not used to seeing it, and start building those retirement assets. And another thing, Steve, as I said earlier about the matching, some 17% of those with access to employer 401k accounts don't contribute. So, you know, 17% of the workers are leaving money on the table and not getting that free match, you know, and like I said earlier, companies are averaging probably 3 to 6% matching policies. So that's significant money over time.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those solutions that you were alluding to. I know some states are doing auto IRAs and auto 401ks where, you know, you automatically get enrolled into one of these plans for retirement. Is that one of the ways to help alleviate some of these problems?
It is, Steve. And there are bills in Congress right now to expand catch-up contributions and offer what they call now state-run auto IRAs. And what these are, and there's currently four states in participating in these, three states that are participating in these state-run auto IRAs, which is recently coming out of their state legislatures. Oregon, Illinois, and California have already launched into these auto IRA programs. Several more states, Maryland, Connecticut, Colorado, and Virginia, are expected to launch their own pilot programs with this. Now, what this means is employers are automatically enrolled through a payroll deduction, which is 3 to 5%, unless they opt out. So they're automatically participating in these auto IRAs run by the state. There's no cost to the employers for doing this, and the workers' accounts are managed by an investment company. And so you've got third-party people managing the money, which is a good thing. And then, as I said, several states are going to increase this. Among all the state auto IRA programs, which we're talking about now passed, 14 to date, more than 20 million of the 57 million workers who lack access are going to have the opportunity to save with these auto IRAs. So maybe they don't qualify for their company's 401ks, maybe even their part-time. And this legislation is going to cover part-time employees as well. So this is a really good thing that states are seeing to help people accumulate assets to look forward to retiring at some point.
This is the best time of the year to sort of get a handle on all of this, isn't it? To review your situation, to prepare for the new year, to go through tax documents. I know a lot of companies are doing the open enrollment right now. This is the best time to do all that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's year end gives you a good time to reevaluate, to say, okay, am I on plan? Talk to your financial advisor. You know, we do financial plans. We do goal-based financial planning, which means what are your goals when you're going to be 65? And are you on track? And if you're not, maybe it's a time to reevaluate increasing that 401k, maybe increase savings, do what you suggested, look at your budget, look at all things and reevaluate and put goals down for the next year to be able to increase both your retirement savings and your month-to-month savings. All good suggestions, Steve.
Yeah. Great advice. Great suggestions from you there this morning. How can people get a hold of you and perhaps have that one-on-one?
They can call me directly at Associated Bank at 312-544-4600. And we look forward to having conversations with our clients and prospects about banking, about investments, about retirement planning. All these things are important.
All right, Doug, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much, Steve.